Chapter 6. Traffic Laws and Rules of the Road. Basic Speed Law. When you exceed the speed limit, you endanger the lives of others as well as your own. Observe speed limits and adjust your speed to the driving conditions. To ensure your safety, and the safety of others, you should slow down when you are faced with these driving situations. Approaching and crossing an intersection. Approaching and going around a curve. Approaching the top of a hill. Traveling on a narrow road. During traffic, weather, roadway hazards, or other conditions that limit visibility or stopping distance. Speed limits. Your speed helps determine how much time you have to react to any traffic situation. The higher the speed, the less time you have to spot hazards, judge the speed of other vehicles, and act to avoid personal mistakes and those of other drivers. The speed limit for most roads are posted. However, West Virginia law prohibits driving at a speed that is greater than reasonable and prudent for existing conditions. There are designated speeds set by law for highways and certain areas such as school zones, business, and residential areas. Designated speed limits, unless they are otherwise posted, or not reasonable, or not prudent for the conditions, are: Interstate, maximum speed 70 miles per hour unless otherwise posted. Open County Highway 55 miles per hour, unless otherwise posted. Business or residential areas 25 miles per hour. School zone, while children are present along the roadway, 15 miles per hour. A school zone is all school property, including school grounds, and or any street or highway abutting the school grounds and extending 125 feet along the street or highway from the school grounds. Authorized emergency vehicles may exceed the posted speed limits when on emergency duty with emergency signal equipment operating, as long as other road users are not endangered. Simple safety rule. Observe and follow speed limits and always drive at speeds that are reasonable and prudent for the existing conditions. Driving slowly. When you drive at less than the normal speed of traffic, you should drive as close as possible to the right edge of the road. If you must drive slower than the designated speed, pull off at the first safe turnout to let faster moving traffic pass. This rule applies when you are on a road with one lane in each direction and overtaking traffic does not have a clear lane for passing. Driving signals. Other drivers expect you to continue traveling in the same direction. By using your turn signals, you let them know that you intend to turn or change lanes. Give other drivers time to react to your moves. Use your turn signal before you change lanes. Turn at an intersection. Enter or leave an interstate. Pull away from the curb. Pull over to the side of the road. Get into the habit of signaling every time you make a change. Signal at least 100 feet before you plan to turn. Switch off your turn signals after completing the turn. Driving with turn signals on without intending to turn can create confusion. If you plan to turn beyond an intersection, do not confuse other drivers by signaling too soon. They may think you are turning at the intersection and pull into your path. But if you signal too late, the drivers behind you may not have enough time to react safely. In these situations, know traffic conditions and use your best judgment. Simple safety rule. It is best to have both hands on the steering wheel. Consider the steering wheel as the face of a clock. The left hand should be placed approximately at 8 o'clock and the right hand at 4 o'clock. This placement will afford the driver maximum control of the vehicle at all times and reduce the chance that a deploying airbag will knock your hands off the steering wheel. Turning maneuvers. Improper turns cause many traffic crashes. Pedestrians and bicyclists are often victims of improper turns by vehicle operators. It is important that you learn and abide by correct turning procedures. Rules for turns. Prepare for the turn. Do not make decisions to turn at the last moment. Before entering the turning lane, signal, look in the mirrors, and check the blind spot by glancing over the proper shoulder. Signal at least 100 feet before turning. Slow down before making turns. Do not brake while turning. Make sure it is safe to turn. Check traffic to the front and rear of your vehicle and watch for pedestrians. Always finish turning in the proper lane. When turning left, watch for approaching traffic in the opposite lane. If traffic is about to reach the intersection at approximately the same time, stop until it is safe for you to turn. When waiting to turn left, do not turn the wheels to the left. Otherwise, a bump from behind could push your vehicle into oncoming traffic. If an intersection has no signs prohibiting a turn on red, traffic facing a red signal may, after coming to a complete stop and yielding to pedestrians and traffic, make a right turn. The same rule applies to left turns from a one-way street to a one-way street. Changing direction. Sometimes it is necessary to turn your vehicle around to proceed in the opposite direction. However, it is against the law to turn your vehicle around near a curve, near the crest of a hill where you cannot be seen by another vehicle approaching within 500 feet in either direction, or where signs prohibit turning. Backing up. Before backing, check completely around your vehicle for people and/or other obstacles. You should look to the front, sides and rear and continue to look to the rear while backing. Do not depend on your mirror. Back slowly into the proper traffic lane. It is not advisable to back up while in a traffic lane, except for backing into a parallel parking space. Never back across other traffic lanes or through an intersection. Parking maneuvers. Many crashes happen because vehicles have not been properly or carefully parked. By following these few simple rules, you can reduce the chances of your vehicle being hit by another vehicle. Vehicles must always be parked in the same direction as the movement of traffic on that side of the street. Avoid double parking. It is illegal and discourteous. Make certain your vehicle is completely off the traveled portion of the road. Whenever you park and leave your vehicle, you must turn off the engine and set the parking, emergency, brake. Lock your vehicle and take your keys. Getting out of your vehicle on the street side can be dangerous. Always look carefully for bicycles, motorcycles, or larger vehicles that might be passing. The drivers may not see you in time to keep from hitting your open door, or you. Prohibited parking, Section 17C13(3), WVA. State Code. Stopping, standing or parking is not allowed, except to avoid a conflict with other traffic or to obey a law, police officer or a traffic signal, in the following locations. On a sidewalk. In front of a public or private driveway. Within an intersection. Within 15 feet of a fire hydrant. On a crosswalk. Within 20 feet of a crosswalk at an intersection. Within 30 feet of any stop sign or traffic control signal. In front of a wheelchair ramp or curb cut. Within 50 feet of the nearest rail of a railroad crossing. Beside or opposite any street excavation or obstruction where stopping, standing or parking would obstruct traffic. On the traffic side of any vehicle stopped or parked at the edge or curb of the street, double parking. Upon any bridge or other elevated structure or in a highway tunnel. Within 20 feet of any mailbox served by a carrier using a motor vehicle for daily deliveries. Upon any controlled access highway. Any place on any highway where the safety and convenience of the traveling public is endangered. Any place where official signs prohibit parking. A curb in a no parking zone may be painted in yellow. Angle parking, Section 17C13(4), WVA. State Code. When entering a parking space on your right, signal your intention to park and slow down. Remain parallel to the curb, at least 5 feet out from the parked vehicles. Steer sharply to the right when your vehicle's front end is even with the rear of the parking space. Slowly pull into the space midway and center. Straighten the steering wheel and continue forward until the front wheel barely touches the curb. While the actual parking procedure is easy to do, backing out from this position can be hazardous. Do not just rely on your rear view mirror. If your vision is blocked, move back cautiously, watching for a pedestrian or vehicle that might suddenly appear. Remember, do not back across the center line. Parking on hills. Downhill, turn wheels to curb. Uphill, with curb, turn wheels from curb. Uphill, no curb, turn wheels right. If you park or stop on a grade, turn the front wheels to the curbside of the highway so the vehicle will not roll. Be sure to set the emergency or parking brake. To reinforce the parking brake in an automatic shift vehicle, put the selector shift in park. In a manual shift, use reverse on a downgrade or first gear on an upgrade. Simple safety rule. Metered parking. It is best to always keep change in your vehicle in case you need to park your vehicle in a metered parking spot. Make sure your change is easily accessible, not only for convenience but for safety. If you need to remain in your vehicle for any reason while you are parked in a busy area, be sure to keep your doors locked until you are ready to exit your vehicle and always be alert to your surroundings. Parallel parking. Section 17C13(4)(WVA). State Code. When you parallel park on a two-way street, park so the right-hand wheels are parallel to and within 18 inches of the right curb. When parallel parking on the left side of the road, wheels should be within 18 inches of the left curb. Park in the direction of the traffic. Make sure your vehicle is centered in the parking space. Choose a space large enough for your vehicle. Signal and stop even with the front vehicle, about 2 feet out from it. Make sure you will not interfere with traffic. Then turn your front wheels all the way to the right and back slowly toward the curb. Look behind you. Do not rely on your rear view mirror. When your front bumper is opposite the rear bumper of the vehicle ahead, quickly turn your steering wheel all the way to the left. Back slowly toward the vehicle behind you without touching it. You should be about 6 from the curb. Do not park more than 18 from the curb. Straighten your front wheels and pull into final parking position. Center the vehicle in the space. When exiting the parallel parking space, always signal to let others know your intentions and make sure traffic is clear before pulling back onto the roadway. Following distance. Following too closely causes most rear-end collisions. The space ahead of your vehicle is the space easiest to control. This space cushion is called the following distance. You must consider the speed of the traffic and condition of the road to allow yourself enough following distance to stop when necessary. Always make sure to allow yourself enough stopping distance in an emergency situation. The best way to assure proper following distance is to use the 3-4 second rule. To use the 3-4 second rule, choose a fixed object on the road ahead, such as a signpost, tree, overpass, or bridge abutment. When the vehicle ahead passes that object, begin to count 1001, 1002, 1003. If you reach the same object before you finish saying .1003, you are driving too closely. If it is dark or raining, the distance should be at least 4 seconds. If there is ice or snow, stay at least 6 seconds behind the vehicle in front. Refer to Chapter 6 Defensive Driving, Snow and Sleet for more information concerning appropriate following distances. You should also refer to Chapter 6 Defensive Driving, Light Conditions and Rain concerning headlight usage and the term overdriving your headlights. Changing lanes. Proper lane changing rules are: check in your rear view and side mirrors. Check over your left or right shoulder, head check, to make sure no one is in your blind spot. Check for other drivers who may also be moving into the same lane. Signal and change lanes. Do not change lanes in an intersection or at a railroad crossing. Stay within the speed limit. Passing. Steps to follow for passing on a two-lane highway. Make sure you are in a passing zone and observing the 3-4 second rule for following distance. Decide if passing is necessary. If you have to speed to pass, you probably do not need to pass. Check ahead, to the rear, and to the side before you start to pass. Check for other dangers in the passing area, such as a narrow bridge, side road, or curve. Signal properly to show you intend to change lanes. Signal early enough to allow other drivers to know your intentions. Move left when clear and sound your horn to alert the driver ahead that you are passing. At night, you can also blink your headlights to signal that you are about to pass. Signal and return to the proper lane when you see the front of the vehicle, both headlights, you have passed in your rear view mirror. Passing on the right is not permissible unless there is a lane designated for passing. You cannot pass safely unless you can see far enough ahead. You can return to your lane before meeting oncoming traffic. Your vehicle is capable of the speed necessary to pass. Passing is prohibited in the following places: on a curve or hill, or at any place where you cannot see oncoming traffic. Within 100 feet of an intersection. Within 100 feet of a bridge, viaduct, tunnel, or underpass. Within 100 feet of any railroad crossing. When an approaching vehicle is within your passing area. When a sign or highway marking tells you to drive on the right or not to overtake vehicles. When a vehicle in front of you has stopped at an intersection to allow a pedestrian to cross. When the solid yellow line is in your lane. Right of way. Courtesy is a key to safe driving, and safety comes before right of way. At times, you must yield the right of way to others. There are certain rules to help determine the right of way, but if the other driver does not follow these rules, give the right of way. Remember, in every situation, right of way is something to be given, not taken. Right of way or yielding situations. Entering traffic. When entering a public street or highway from an alley, private road, or driveway, you must yield to traffic already on the roadway. Uncontrolled intersections and four-way stop intersections. If you reach the intersection at the same time as another vehicle, yield to the driver on the right. Intersections with yield signs. Slow down before reaching the intersection. Then yield the right of way to any vehicle in the intersection, and to approaching traffic. Left turns. When making a left turn, you must yield the right of way to oncoming traffic. Emergency vehicles. You must yield to any emergency vehicle, ambulance, fire, or police vehicle, that is sounding a siren and flashing warning lights. Pull over to the right edge of the road, clear of the intersection, and stop until the emergency vehicle has passed. Keep your foot on the brake so the emergency driver knows you are stopped. Watch for other emergency vehicles before proceeding. Funeral procession. Although not required by law, it is a courtesy to yield to vehicles in a funeral procession. Once the lead vehicle has cleared an intersection, the rest of the procession has the right of way. Allow the procession to pass and do not cut in or out of the procession. You may pass a procession on an expressway. Police officer. Directions of a police officer overrule the message of any sign, signal, or road marking. Parallel parking provide ample space to the driver in front of you who is parallel parking. Simple safety rule. Don't rush. Stop and give time to those who have the right of way. Sharing the road with pedestrians. Vehicle-pedestrian collisions account for nearly 20% of traffic fatalities. Drivers must use extreme care to avoid colliding with a pedestrian, especially in areas where special hazards exist, such as school zones, bus stops, playgrounds, and parks. Drivers may use their horns to warn pedestrians, if necessary. Remember, pedestrians have the right of way when they are in a crosswalk. They are crossing a sidewalk that crosses an alley entrance or driveway. They are blind and are crossing the street with a white or metal cane, with or without a red tip, or led by a guide dog. Pedestrians must use crosswalks at intersections. Look in both directions before crossing the street. When walking along a road where there is no sidewalk, walk on the left side facing oncoming traffic. Walk on the shoulder of the road, if possible. Observe and obey walk and don't walk signals. At night, always wear white or light-colored clothing or carry a light. Pedestrians must not walk on interstate highways or other areas where signs to that effect are posted. School bus rules. School buses are responsible for safely transporting children to and from school. When approaching a bus, please observe the following rules. On all highways, streets, parking lots, private roads or driveways, traffic in both directions must stop before reaching a school bus that has its red lights flashing, which is receiving or discharging students. You may not proceed until the bus resumes motion, or signaled by the school bus driver to proceed, or the visual signals are no longer actuated. Only on interstate highways does traffic coming toward a school bus stopped on the other side of the median not have to stop. You must also stop for a stopped school bus which is receiving or discharging students on school property or private property. The penalty for passing a stopped school bus is a minimum of 60 days driver's license suspension and a minimum fine of $500 or confinement in jail for not more than six months for the first offense. Subsequent offenses have increased penalties. If the identity of the driver of a vehicle that passes a stopped school bus cannot be ascertained, the owner or lessee of the vehicle in violation is guilty of a misdemeanor and, upon conviction, subject to fines. Tailgating. If a check of your rear-view mirror shows another vehicle following too closely, you should take the following steps to deal with the tailgater. Tap your brakes gently to flash the brake lights and warn the tailgater. Slow down to encourage the vehicle to pass. If all else fails, pull over, stop and let the vehicle pass. Headlights and their use. Despite the fact that there are fewer miles driven at night, the fatal crash rate for night driving is 3 times greater than that for day driving. When driving at night, obey the following rules. Dim your headlights within 500 feet of an approaching vehicle. Dim your headlights within 200 feet of the vehicle in front of you. Dim your headlights when driving on well-lit streets. Use low beam lights when driving in fog. High beams cause the light to be reflected back into your eyes. Avoid looking directly into the lights of oncoming vehicles by looking toward the right edge of the road. Slow down when facing the glare from headlights of approaching vehicles. Make sure you can stop within the area lighted by your headlights. Use your parking lights only when you are parked. Turn on your headlights from sunset to sunrise, during fog, smoke, rain, or at any other time when persons and vehicles cannot be seen clearly at a distance of 500 feet. The best rule is to remember to turn on your headlights whenever you have trouble seeing other vehicles. If you have trouble seeing them, chances are, the other vehicles are having trouble seeing you. Keep your headlights and taillights properly adjusted and cleaned. Sharing the road with motorcycles. Motorcycles are difficult to see, can often stop more quickly than vehicles, and can dart in front of you with no warning. For these reasons, drivers who do not pay attention cause many automobile motorcycle crashes. Under all circumstances, motorists should expect to see motorcycles and be prepared to give them both the space and time to maneuver. Space is the key to sharing the road with motorcycles. Motorists should expect to see motorcyclists move around in their lane. Motorcyclists are entitled to and will need the entire lane to maneuver around possible hazards and traffic situations. It is wise to keep a safe minimum 3 to 4 second following distance. Increase the distance time at night and under adverse weather conditions. Remember that motorcyclists will almost certainly be badly hurt or killed if they are in a crash. The following hints may help you save a life. Intersections. When you are waiting at a corner, it can be very hard to see a motorcycle coming. Motorcycles can be hidden by many things such as parked vehicles and trees. In addition, you are normally looking for vehicles and trucks, not something small like a motorcycle. For these reasons, check carefully as you leave the corner and keep looking all the way across the intersection. Following and passing motorcycles. Since motorcycles do not operate and perform the same way as vehicles, you should be careful when following or passing a motorcycle. Stay farther back than if you were behind a vehicle. The motorcycle can usually slow or stop much faster than you can. When passing, go all the way into the other lane. Besides having the legal right to an entire lane, the motorcyclist may need to swerve to avoid something on the road. Once you have passed, wait until you are well down the road before moving back into the other lane. Sharing the road with slow vehicles. Slow-moving vehicles, such as farm vehicles or construction equipment, are often driven on or along the highways. Regular traffic must be aware of the slow speed of these vehicles as they approach and make sure they can pass safely before making the attempt. Slow-moving vehicles are required to display a special triangular emblem sign which means slow-moving vehicle to warn approaching drivers. Sharing the road with heavy trucks. We depend on trucks, day and night, to bring us the things we need to live. Trucks are driven by trained, specially licensed drivers. Sharing the road with heavy trucks is a necessary part of road travel. Heavy trucks, typically weighing 80,000 pounds, should be respected by automobile drivers. Everyone should be aware of the differences between trucks and vehicles. These include a fully loaded tractor trailer, traveling 55 miles per hour, needs 3 times the distance a vehicle needs to stop. Trucks are more difficult to maneuver, are longer, heavier, and require much more room to turn. Trucks have larger blind spots than vehicles. The no zone. Sharing the road safely includes knowing where not to linger when passing or driving next to a heavy truck. Typically, the larger the vehicle, the larger the blind spots. A truck's blind spots, the no zone, are dangerous because truck drivers cannot see vehicles in these areas. It is impossible to completely avoid a truck's blind spots. However, vehicle drivers should not remain in the no zone any longer than needed to safely pass a heavy truck. The easiest way to avoid lingering in the no zone is to look for the truck driver's reflection in the side mirror. If you cannot see the driver's reflection, you are in the truck driver's blind spot. The no zone includes the following denoted areas shown in the diagram on the right. Truck safety. Safety dose. Recognize and respect the differences between trucks and vehicles. Share the road safely. Teach friends and family how to share the road safely. Avoid lingering in the no zone. Give trucks plenty of room. In dry conditions, use the 2-second rule. After passing, give 2 seconds before merging to the right. In wet conditions, give at least 4 to 6 seconds of space. Give trucks extra room for right turns. Give trucks extra space and time for backing up. Call authorities if you see unsafe truck driving. Remember that all motor vehicles are partners in traffic safety. Safety don'ts. Never linger in the no zone. Never underestimate the size or speed of a truck. Never slam on your brakes in front of a truck. Never cut off a truck in traffic or on the highway to reach your exit or turn. Never tailgate a truck. Never pass a truck on the right during a turn. Sharing the road with animal riders. Animal riders may use most public highways, but they may not use interstate highways. Persons riding animals have the same rights as motor vehicle users and are subject to the same rules. Drivers approaching any horse shall take every precaution to prevent frightening the horse to ensure the safety of the rider. Never sound your horn when approaching or near a horse, as this may frighten the horse and cause a crash. Sharing the road with bicycles. Because of the great increase in the number of bicycles on the road, drivers must be extra alert for bicycles at all times. When passing a bicyclist, slow down, make sure they are aware of you, and leave plenty of room between him or her and your vehicle. If there is no room to pass and traffic is approaching, wait until traffic has gone by before passing. When meeting an oncoming bicyclist at night, always dim your lights. Extra care is needed during the morning and afternoon when bicyclists are traveling between home, work, school, or play. Bicyclists are expected to know and obey all traffic laws and regulations. However, whether the bicyclist is operating lawfully or not, always give him or her the benefit of the doubt. Bicycles are small and lightweight, and almost any type of collision will result in injury or death of the rider. Bicyclists must signal turns and stops unless both hands are required on the handlebars for balance. If riding side by side, keep within a single lane and not hold up traffic. Never hang on to any other vehicles in any manner. Yield the right of way to pedestrians. Obey the same rules of the road as drivers of other vehicles. Never carry a passenger unless an attached seat is available. Never carry articles that interfere with the control of the bicycle or prevent the operator from keeping at least one hand upon the handlebars. Ride in the same direction as other vehicles. The following equipment is required on all bicycles: red reflector on the rear. Brakes strong enough to stop one wheel on dry, level, clean pavement. Bell or other device capable of giving a signal audible for a distance of at least 100 feet, no siren or whistle is permitted. For riding after dark, a white headlight that is visible for at least 500 feet to the front. Sharing the road with joggers. When you are driving, be alert for joggers in unexpected places such as curves, on the top of a hill or around a corner. Also be aware of high jogging traffic in places such as parks or jogging paths. Children at play. As a driver, be extra careful in residential areas, school zones, and at times and places where children are likely to be around. Teach your own children the rights and duties of pedestrians at an early age and always be extra watchful when backing in or out of a driveway for children who may have run behind the vehicle. Sharing the road with public buses. While traffic does not have to stop for a public bus, please watch for passengers crossing the street as they are getting on and off the bus. Always be on the lookout for children who may not remember this rule. Use caution when passing a bus loading or unloading passengers. Parking for the mobility impaired. West Virginia law provides for designated parking spaces for mobility impaired citizens. These areas are reserved for those having a condition which limits their ability to walk reasonable distances. Additionally, citizens or those who routinely transport mobility impaired persons may also use a designated parking space. If you require special parking for a disability, you may obtain a mobility impaired parking placard or license plate indicating your mobility impaired parking privileges. You must have a doctor certify your condition on a form provided by the DMV. The DMV will issue a mobility impaired parking placard and/or license plate after approving your application. There is a $10.50 transfer fee for the mobility impaired license plate. Designated areas are reserved for mobility impaired persons. It is illegal to park a vehicle that does not display a mobility impaired parking placard or license plate in a designated area. Drivers with disabilities. Approximately 1 out of every 10 individuals has some type of disability ranging from very minimal to major medical impairment. Because of the variety of disabilities, no group of rules can apply in determining every person's ability to operate a vehicle safely. In order to make sure a person with a disability is capable of becoming a safe driver, certain procedures should be followed before applying for a driver's license. If you have a physical disability or medical problem that may interfere with your driving ability, you should prepare a letter explaining the situation to accompany your application. If adaptive driving aids such as hand controls or other equipment are required to compensate for a physical impairment, you can get a list of manufacturers that provide driving aids from your driver's license examiner, or you may contact the West Virginia Division of Rehabilitation Services, Driver Education Department at 10 McJunkin Road, Nitro, WV25143. You may also call 304-760-7166. Notice on ADA compliance and grievances. In accordance with the requirements of Title II of the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990, ADA, the WVDMV will not discriminate against qualified individuals with disabilities on the basis of disability in its services, programs, or activities. The DMV will generally, upon request, provide appropriate aids and services leading to effective communication for qualified persons with disabilities so they can participate equally in the WVDMV's programs, services, and activities, including assistance in locating qualified sign language interpreters, providing documents in Braille, and other ways of making information and communications accessible to people who have speech, hearing, or vision impairments, when requested in advance. The DMV will make all reasonable modifications to policies and programs to ensure that people with disabilities have an equal opportunity to enjoy all of its programs, services, and activities. For example, individuals with service animals are welcomed in the WVDMV offices, even where pets are generally prohibited. Anyone who requires an auxiliary aid or service for effective communication, or a modification of policies or procedures to participate in a program, service, or activity of the WVDMV should contact the DMV no later than 48 hours before the scheduled arrival to DMV. The ADA does not require that the West Virginia Division of Motor Vehicles take any action that would fundamentally alter the nature of its programs or services, or impose an undue financial or administrative burden. The West Virginia Division of Motor Vehicles will not place a surcharge on a particular individual with a disability or any group of individuals with disabilities to cover the cost of providing auxiliary aids, services, or reasonable modifications of policy, such as retrieving items from locations that are open to the public but are not accessible to persons who use wheelchairs. If you have any questions or concerns, contact the WVDMV ADA coordinator at WVDMVADA Coordinator. P.O. Box 17300. Charleston. WV 25317. Visit transportation.wv.gov/dmv, pages, ADA info. ASPX.